Mistaken Identity Beyond the Ballpark presents Frank and Jordan at the 2023 MLB London Series, where the Cubs took on the St. Louis Cardinals all the way across the pond at London Stadium. Follow along as they highlight a week's worth of fun, sightseeing, and of course, we can't forget the food. Patreon members should check the website for giveaways they brought back from London for supporters, but for now, here's Frank and Jordan along with special guests all the way from London.
All righty, guys. this is technically day one, full day one in London.
So, by the way, welcome to Mistaken Identity. And we are, at the time we saw you all, we were on a cruise ship.
We was.
And we are in London because of...
Cubs versus Cardinal World Series game.
Yes. So this is our daily recap. We didn't do too much yesterday. Had a funny story about what happened. You all are used to Jordan having a lot of wine, talking about wine. And we got some guests today that are going to join us. I'm going to introduce them. The first one, a young lady that I met around the time I met Jordan, actually, who is back and probably will be on some of these in the future as well, traveling with us. And that is Naya Brown. Come on in, Naya. Joining us.
Hey.
What's up, Naya? Say hi to everybody.
Hi.
All right, and then we have Jordan's mom joining us.
G. Miss Rita James.
Come on in. All right, okay. So we're going to recap today. I'm going to start because I got to
starting that. From Tuesday, technically.
Okay.
Because right. Today is what, Wednesday?
Yes.
Today is Thursday.
By the way, my plane ride was great from Chicago over to London. How was the plane ride for you all?
It was pretty good. Smooth flight.
Yes, it was really smooth. Sitting in the middle. Never sat in the middle of a plane, and I really enjoyed that part of it.
We did have a little hiccup in the beginning. They didn't have AC on the ground, so it was hot as we boarded. Very hot as we boarded. But once we got in the air, it was really smooth. And then we had a little running through the airport moment in Dublin, Ireland. Because we had a connected flight. We landed, we went from O'Hare to Dublin, then Dublin to London, and we didn't have much time because of that air conditioning situation. We have much time for the Dublin flight, and we was literally, they held the plane, which like you don't see that in America. They don't hold planes for you, but they held the plane for us, so we was finally able to get on, and it was really cool. So then we got here, yes, mid-Wednesday, which you was already here Wednesday. You can tell them what happened Wednesday.
So we took different flights, by the way. So they went together, and then I came in. And as soon as I got here and landed, I got a message that our housing, the place that we were going to go to through corporate housing that we got, it was not Airbnb, but it got canceled because the building was sold for hundreds of millions of dollars, the whole building, not just where we're at. But it's, and so it was canceled at that moment. Had to make a call. I can't say who, but we got some help. And... crisis was averted. I was kind of nervous for a minute. I told Jordan, but Jordan had to calm me down. He was actually calming, which is, I know you all know, is the reverse of what you usually hear, but he had to calm me down, and we got taken care of. So.
Yes, so we finally got here, and we was able to check in and stuff.
I'm curious. When you all heard from Jordan that we lost the housing, well, I'm just curious, what was y'all first thought, honestly?
It was kind of like, oh my gosh.
Like, so you were the same boat as me.
All right. For me, we were still just switching over from the one plane to the next, and I was still sleepy, so I was just all out of it. So it was like, okay, I just prayed. It was like, okay, we got an hour flight from Dublin to London. I figured he'll have it figured out by the time we got there. So I was okay.
I was insanely in panics. But Jordan texted me and he was good. He was good.
I was, like my mom said, we were switching flights. So I was like, I can't stress about that. And he always told me, it's just about something you can't control. And I'm like, I'm not there. I can't control it. Frank will call who he needs to call. We'll figure it out. If worse comes to worse, we'll just have to book something really quick. But I was like, I'm not going to stress about it. And it's about the time we landed, I started a message. We stand here, X, Y, and Z. So I was like, okay, we're good.
Yeah, so after you texted me that text, I wasn't panicking anymore. I was like, oh, I know somebody. Put the phone, called it. I think in that same text, I was like, oh, problem solved. We didn't worry about it, so we got it. All right, now next.
So we landed here, unpacked, saw rooms. This is our room, by the way. You can see. And their room was pretty similar, but just has more sunlight, pretty much. What did we do yesterday? I honestly forgot because it's been a long, long day.
Oh, we walked
together. And the Cubs are across the street, by the way. Yeah, some of them are here, some of them are there. Yes, yes.
We did go see. We saw, what was it, fried chicken? What was it called?
Thunderbird
fried chicken, which is really good.
How was that?
It was pretty good. Yeah.
I made a joke to Jordan, black people eating fried chicken that first day.
But it was good. It was good.
It was really good.
We got there and we was like, nobody's in here. Is this a good place?
Right.
By the time we left, it was no seats available. We was like, all right, we came at the right time. That's what it was.
And then, while I was doing that, I went out with, I want to say Bubba, the handler, and Clark the Cub. Not in costume, though, but the actual person that is in Clark the Cub. We got some pizza. It was really, really good. I couldn't finish it all, but it was some really good pizza. And then we came back to the room.
And yeah, they slept because it was jet lag, but
absolutely.
We was taking a pack to drink some espresso. I finished my espresso, so I wasn't going to sleep. Like, I didn't go to sleep, so that's why I ended up going with Frank, with Bubba, to go have that pizza. But that was pretty much yesterday. It was kind of like, get in, unpack, desettle, catch up on sleep, because we are 6 hour difference. So right now, it's 8:25, 8 p.m. And in Illinois right now, it is, what, 2 p.m. So just we're a little delayed. But we woke up this morning. They woke me up this morning. It's like, you up? We got to go to breakfast. You up? So he's up like 9. Was it 9?
No, we were up since 7:30.
Yes, they were up first. And we were just like, oh, crap, breakfast.
Kyle even knew that. He was be up because he went on us.
I was knocked out.
Yeah.
And we went to breakfast, which you guys can rate breakfast.
It was an English breakfast.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I had high hopes for it, and for what the hotel had, it met my expectations, so.
I enjoyed breakfast. My favorite was the Cumberland sausage.
Yes. I was cold, so I was cold. It was pretty cold to me. I got a small few usual things, eggs, sausage, fruit. I didn't try the other stuff, but. I know Keeson, who's watching this, said to try the mushrooms maybe tomorrow, but I'm not a mushroom fan, so I'll let you know how that is.
But I pretty much got me good coffee. I love their coffee out here. It's great. Coffee everywhere. I think it's great. And then they had great squeeze, fresh squeeze, orange juice, and apple juice, which is amazing. So I was just on like a drinking diet in the morning. But after that, we pretty much got ready, and we went to our first kind of like excursion, as we would call it on the cruise. It was the Uber boat tour. So here, for you can like, you know how we have Uber in America, but here they have like an Uber boat, so you can either take it as you like travel throughout like parts of London on the river, or you can take it for like actual Uber work purposes to get to one place or another. We obviously took it as tourists, and so we got on where we stayed, back with Ed Bankman, something like that, Ed Bankman. We got on from there and took it west just a little bit and turned around and took it all the way to Tower London, which was really, really cool. You was able to see one of the old World War II boats that's still there and pretty much don't move. And when we got off, we took a bunch of flicks and by the Tower of London and the London Bridge, or yeah, right by the London Bridge. But you guys have seen some of those photos, which is really cool. You guys can talk about how you guys felt about it. The boat ride.
Oh, the Uber boat?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. That was pretty cool. You got to see like a good amount of like landmarks from the River Thames, so it was nice. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it as well.
So I just wanted to usually you all see a video, a part of this, something like that. But Naya, who I just found out is now a professional blogger.
Not professional.
So what you all saw from the cruise, we're actually going to hopefully use some of Naya's footage. So I know you're hearing this right now, but on Patreon, you'll be able to see what we're talking about over there, just to let you all know how this is going to work this time. Love the Uber boat. I thought it was great. Matter of fact, it was so good. I actually gave Jordan a compliment when he came back, which is probably rare for him to hear. But I loved the Tower of London. It was 1,000 years old. I just thought it was amazing that something that is 1,000 years old is still standing. So that was pretty cool for me to see over there.
Yeah, I would keep saying it to them, but like London reminds me so much of New York City. And so it reminded you back of like the Brooklyn Bridge and stuff like that. So it was really cool. A lot of history within it. You were actually able to go to the top of it, like a little walkway at the top. But those are all stairs. And, you know, we was walking all day. So that was not something we really wanted to do. But it's really cool. It's a great experience if you ever do come to London and walk and kind of see and take pictures around. And it's also like, so you have the Tower of London Bridge, and then you also have like the palace and like the place right over there as well, which was really cool. We took some pictures outside of it as well. But after that, we pretty much took, because we were supposed to get back, because we had to hop on and hop off Uber passes. We were supposed to go back, but everybody was hopping on the Uber boat, so it was overpacked, and it was like a 35-minute wait. So then we was like, we can just take their transit, which I would rate it 10 out of 10 compared to the CTA. What do you guys think?
Well, I got on the Let It Beat the line, which was cool. When I first got here, that was already amazing. But the tube, as they call it,
yeah, the tube,
that we got on, that is what we will compare to the CTA, and I think it's just, it's cleaner, in my opinion.
Cleaner, smoother,
yeah.
Seats are nicer.
I do want to shout out one thing. We saw a lot of Cubs fans throughout the day, so shout out to those of you. I know like thousands of you are listening to us, not just staff, but there's a pretty good number of Cubs fans. I got some hate from a Cardinal fan. I don't think I told y'all about that, though, at the place that we were at. there was a baby crying, and the guy made a comment about...
Sounds
like a Cubs. Yes. but we're moving ahead. So we went to Buckingham Palace.
Yes.
We're next. So let's talk about
that. Yeah, we got back, and then we ended up walking from a hotel.
To the horse.
We got back from that, from the tube. We changed a little bit, and then we walked... We was going to walk to the Buckingham Palace, which from our hotel was only like 25-minute walk. But going through there, you first see these two horses that are like staring guard. It's like just like, at this point, it's routine just for tourist purposes, I think, right?
Yes. The Department of Defense.
Yes. And they were sitting there on the two horses, and we took some pictures, which you'll see me and my mom take a picture of. And then you walk through there, and there's like a big, big park. It reminds you of Grant Park. I keep repairing it to New York, but it reminded me of Grant Park. It's a large park. And you can walk all the way through the park, and or you can walk on Mall Street.
Yes.
Mall Street, which is where you see if there's ever like the Jubilee or a coronation, anything like that with the royal family. They come down this long street with all the flags. That's Mall Street. And so we took some pictures over there. And of course you can see the gold gates. All the gates have like gold toppings and gold little plaques around it. And it was really, 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 really cool. So we took pictures, and we finally got in front of Buckingham Palace, which I think Frank almost passed out at one point. But but yeah, what would you guys think? What y'all think about that one?
The palace was really nice. The gardens that they keep outside the palace.
Oh, the birds, like, and the pelicans.
Yeah.
We did see that, yeah.
So nice. They're really nice. I would live
there. All gardens out here, yeah.
Yeah, all the gardens are really nice.
It's like going to the zoo. Yes.
Yes, that was my thing.
Yes.
They keep their grass green around here. Like, they really do.
Yes.
I enjoyed the walk through the park, going to Buckingham Palace. It made me feel like I was at home. It put me in a Manor Brookfield Zoo. Jordan said downtown, but it put me in a Manor Brookfield Zoo. So, and then they did have the pelicans and different birds out, but it just put me in a Manor home. So I really enjoyed that part. And then going on Wall Street, just seeing how everything plays out. It was amazing.
Y'all might see that photo as her screensaver.
and we saw Queen Victoria's statue, which is right there in the middle. So yes, I thought that was the highlight of my bucket list, was one of those two things, to see Buckingham Palace. And then from there, you know, food is always involved. Then we ate next.
Yeah, so after that, we walked some more. I'm telling you, today was... We was marching.
20,000 steps.
so after we walked, and it was like right around the corner kind of from the palace, but it was called, what was it called? Do you remember what it was called, Naya?
The Royal
something.
Grill, not that.
But it was really good. They have breakfast until 5, which y'all know I love breakfast any time of day. So I got me some French toast. Naya?
I got beef lasagna.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was good.
I had the fish and chips. It was okay.
I then I had the lasagna. I like the arugula on the top, but it was really filling, as you'll hear later on, because I ate 2 hours later again, but it was really good to me. I thought the lasagna was good. I thought it was pretty good. Yeah.
So after that little lunch break, we ended up coming back to the hotel. Well, me and I ended up coming back to the hotel because, like you guys heard, our stay was a little different than what we thought we were staying at, so we had to go edit the itinerary and see what we can do, because we actually are really close now to everything we wanted to go do, so we don't have to travel for it. But my mom and Frank ended up going to...
So we went to the Cubs rally, and for all of you all that text me and said, Frank, you got to come to the rally, and I said I was coming. I was actually there. You didn't see me because it was packed.
Yes.
So don't say I didn't show up. I didn't come. But it was packed. The line to get in there was insane. We saw Clark the Cub.
Yes,
he had a line, too, on the way in. And so the funny thing is, I waited in line, and I'm like, maybe I should use my ID or my card. So I decided, when I'm at the front, to show the guy my card, he's like, oh, you could have came on in. So I'm like, could have taken time. But we did see Pat Hughes, and we got to hear Go Cubs Go.
Yes, we did.
So we got to see that part of it. And then we walked to where the festival is going to be held tomorrow. I can't pronounce it. Tao something square. We walked there. And then we walked over the Jubilee Bridge.
Yes.
So we went and walked over the Jubilee Bridge.
Left me and Naya didn't even invite us.
Okay. Well, by the way, those of you, you all know young people, they need their own space. We gave them their own space. That's what we did, by the way. But walked over the Jubilee Bridge to like this Coney Island, like Navy Pier, like theme with the Ferris wheels. And it was like this carnival like circus environment where we got some caramelized peanuts. And I got a slushy that needed sugar. I don't know why. I needed some sugar in it.
Everything
my lemonade needed sugar.
Yes,
my lemonade needed sugar.
I might have too. I had to ask. I needed some sugar in it. Yes. But the caramelized nuts were great. They were like, they're pretty good. And then we walked over by the London Eye. The lines were insane that we saw over there for the London Eye.
Just so you guys know, London Eye is just the big Ferris
wheel. Like on the Navy Pier, but a little bit bigger, a little bit better. But yes. So we walked over there, and then did we come back? So then we came back, and then we changed clothes, and then we hung out in front of the Cubs.
Hotel
like fans. It was my first time doing it. I've never done that in my life ever. But we waited outside for a little bit. Shout out to Justin. We've seen Justin.
We saw Justin.
We saw Justin many, our boss. We saw him many, many times.
Saw him with his suit.
Suit on. Yes. We actually saw him at the rally walking out. I think Justin still, I think he had out too, walking out the front door. But we saw Justin, and the players weren't coming out fast enough. And you know, we'll see them on another day. So Friday, we went Saturday. To go eat at it's on the bag. We went to go eat at a place here.
Carriage Bar and Grill, which is actually in the hotel that the Cubs were staying at. We didn't know when we booked that, but I was just looking for nice restaurants, and that was had really good reviews, and it was like downtown London, by a lot of the stuff we was going to see. So I was like, oh, let's book it there. Food looked good, small, but good. But when we actually went to the restaurant, it was, first of all, we got there at 6 when doors opened, and it was pretty nice, so we just sat down. It was a really nice restaurant. What do you guys think about the like aesthetic and the space of it?
Really nice. Really nice.
Yes, the people do a good job of explaining everything.
They had a person for the wine, a small sommelier. Like they had everything. It was really cool. But I ended up getting this kind of like pig pie. It was like a pork pie with mashed potatoes on the side with like blown up potatoes, which I never heard of, but it was really, really, really good.
This is why we call him Fat. There you go.
And so it was small. You'll see the photo, hopefully. It was small with the little pig face, but it was like the lady explained it. That little small thing was so filling. I was like, I just need one. So it was really good and worth it.
I have a rotisserie chicken, and it came with like a thigh nugget, a honey glazed thigh nugget. 10 out of 10.
So when you all have rotisserie chicken, you all thinking of like the one at the store. This is an amazing rotisserie chicken. This is not what you would get at the store.
Moist.
Yeah, this is not the Costco one that you would get there. This is unfreaking believable.
And she had like a wine kind of gravy. Oh my god.
He liked my plate better than
that. Sounds about right. Yep.
So I'm very picky, and I just created my own meal. So I had the honey butter chicken thigh and mashed potatoes, and I think it was cabbage, but it had some type of sauce on it, and it was really good. So
her plate was also a 2 out of 10.
It was really good. Everything I really enjoyed.
I was full, which is rare. But I had just eaten, and I ate the nuts, and I had the stuff, and I had the this, and I had the that. But I had fish and chips. Would you like the fries? Jordan had more than I did.
Have those fries. The fries
were
good.
They were good. They were good. Yeah.
Side note: all the fries are here. Forget that skimpy little fry stuff we got in Chicago. All the fries are here, thick, chunky, with a lot of mass. It was good. It's good.
I really like Reva's fried cabbage. Mm-hmm. I'm not a cabbage guy because it gets everybody gas, but it was good. That was some good cabbage. I don't know what was on it, but
I think it was hollandaise or something like that. It was really good.
We're going to have to go back and look at the meat. It was good cabbage. I'm gonna have a roommate, so I don't want to eat no more cabbage, but cabbage messed me up. But I thought that was good. Fish and chips, great. And then there's a bottle.
Yes, so, you know, we got a drink. We out here, we drinking.
Oh, what the hell? My drink.
You had something fizz. Was that your mom?
I had something Shintazi something, but it was based off of a painting, by the way, that was hanging on the wall. They turned that painting into my drink. It was pretty cool.
I had, man, well, 911, you know, we like, we wine sound cool. So, what do you call it? Connoisseurs. We're wine connoisseurs. You can tell I had a couple glasses. We bought the bottle. Anyways.
All day.
So, yeah, we drunk. Speaking of, when we got off the Uber boat, I didn't even say this. When we got off the Uber boat, it was about like 11 a.m. Me and I just grabbed a beer. We in London.
Most refreshing beer I've ever had.
Woke me right up.
I enjoyed him saving me some, but oops.
But here we got wine, so I'm more of a red wine drinker, but Naya just put me on because she likes
Riesling
white wine. And we asked the Somalian, who's the guy who knows about wine. He was saying that pretty much that was a really good Riesling and it's a really good white wine. And long story short, we bought a bottle there and we bought a bottle to go. And we might finish this tonight, so we ain't going to bring it to Illinois. I'm sorry. It ain't going to make it.
It's not going to make it.
It ain't going to make it. But it's a 2019 Riesling Cabernet. But yes, it's really good. And yeah, that was our recap of day one / the beginning of our midday on Wednesday. We just still behind, I feel like, on time. Like, we left Tuesday night. And we like, it's already Thursday night. What's going on? It's like...
But the room being canceled was actually a blessing. I thought it was a nightmare. Everything that on our agenda we wanted to do is all near here. So... things happen for a reason, I guess, because it was a blessing that they were back canceled. Could we actually have more fun over here than we would have over by the spot over there? So that's good news.
Yeah, so I've had a great time so far. I'm excited for tomorrow. We have some, we have another nice restaurant to pop out at. We also have a couple more things to do that's nearby, like mainly Westminster Abbey and things of that sort. You know, I couldn't say it. I was saying Westminster until I got here, and I didn't even know that was wrong. But yeah, so we're going to Westminster, which is right around the corner from us. So we're going to do all that. We're going to try to catch the guard changes that happens at 11 at Buckingham Palace. So it's a lot of little cool things we hope to catch tomorrow. But London's a cool city. Oh, side note, what's y'all opinion of our police out here?
I'm moving out here.
I've seen four.
No. But no guns.
Yeah, but yeah. Police officers we've seen, none of them have guns. The only officers that do have guns are the ones that are protecting, like, art, museums, and things of that sort, which you could tell the difference with one in their uniform, but also they don't carry... They're not police officers that carry pistols. They carry, like, full-on assault weapons. But every other police officers, we saw a group of, like, 10 yesterday.
Yeah.
Not one that had a gun or even a taser on them. So it was really cool. But they also say that crime out here is very... rare. It's not a lot of shootings. Most of they do have are like little staff within disagreements and stuff like that. So it was really, really cool to see that.
People hang out in front of the police station having fun. We didn't announce, we didn't say this, but we took a little tour. We saw Chinatown yesterday and other little things. But people were outside of the police station with drinking, hanging
beers,
out, like having fun. Like
a like just leaning on the police station walls, like just chilling outside. It was kind of cool to see. It was really cool.
And we found some gumbo and some jambalaya, which might be having soon. So that was good. Yes. So I don't know how to control the heat in this room. I think I got on heat hell again. It's hot in here, so we gotta go. But we have something that we'll find to give away. We do one giveaway. We'll find something I had to give away to you all. But we will catch you all on.
You guys are gonna get a bobblehead of Queen Elizabeth.
No.
Yes, you are. What are y'all gonna get a bobblehead of Queen Elizabeth? I got you. Right, we got something for you.
That's our giveaway for us, Louis. So. I will catch you all next episode. Jordan, use them long arms and get us out of here.
See you next episode.
Bye.
Bye, Naya.
Hey guys, if you're hearing my voice here again, that means we've reached the end of the show. It's that time again for all the thank yous and special messages and disclaimers, you know, all the stuff you really tune in for each week. A big thank you yet again to all of our supporters who not only continue to tune into our show, but take the time to hit the like button, write reviews, and share our content on social media. It all really helps us grow our audience. Our Patreon page continues to thrive as well, as we're working not only on the podcast, but the Roku channel and the book club and on and on and on. If you'd like to be a part of that expanding mistaken identity experience, follow the link in our show notes to our Patreon page, or go to patreon.com and search Mistaken Identity Podcast for all the ways you can sign up to access this multitude of additional content. Mistaken Identity is also now a part of the Unconfined Network, which is a home to many podcasts whose hosts have met inside the walls of Wrigley Field. To check out the network's other show offerings, head to unconfinednetwork.com. That's all one word, unconfinednetwork.com, to view all of our shows and their catalogs. Shouts out to Frank Walker, Jesse Graham, and Jordan Burks for their continued efforts both in front and behind the scenes to keep Mistaken Identity rolling along every week. And of course, we can't leave without our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely our own, and we do not speak for or on behalf of the Chicago Cubs or any other organization. This is Joe Flaherty for the Mistaken Identity Podcast saying stay safe, and we'll catch you next time beyond the ballpark. We'll be right back.